Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Wednesday.
Good
How you doing?
Good morning. Very good. Yesterday was so nice.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a good atmosphere going on, you know? After the show.
Like always when, good, hey?
Yeah, it's always good. We're just hanging out and stuff. And after the show, I went home and spent a bit of time doing some cooking, which is great.
It's very therapeutic for
me. Yeah, I felt very relaxed about the whole thing.
What did you make?
I had a charcoal grilled Wagyu steak.
Oh, okay.
So I fired up the Weber. Seasoned it nicely, got the temperature just right with the little thermometer thing that goes into the meat. It was great.
This sounds like your version of going home after a stressful day and having a drink. Instead of a beer or a wine or a cocktail, you're having a nice charcoal.
Well, why not have both? I might have paired it with a nice glass of wine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because most likely.
That's exactly what I did.
Are you guys watching the tennis?
No.
Okay. This sounds weird for me because I hate racket sports.
Right.
But I got into the tennis last night. Right. I was watching, I was flicking between games actually. What's his name? Dimonor?
Don't ask me. You're asking the wrong guy.
Jess might know actually.
Yeah, Alex Dimonor, the Aussie guy, young guy, won his match.
Yeah,
and then,
okay.
Kyrgios won his as well.
Oh, look at you knowing sports.
Things about sports and whatnot.
It's just such hot guys.
I was going to say, was there something that led you to check out their ball handling?
Yeah.
Jeez, look at the way he holds that racket. God, he's got a good grip.
Are you getting into the tennis?
I do this time of the year.
Yeah?
You know, as you say, they're hot. It's a good game.
Good.
Why
see?
Not?
What kind of man are you into,
Well, there
Jess?
You go. It's on the screen right now for
see,
you, Maddie.
You
replay. Replay of last
The boys
night.
Are back.
Kyrgios. Is Kyrgios your type out of curiosity?
Who? Yours. Jess or me?
Oh, both.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like a bit of arrogance in a man.
What about the... Because doesn't he wear those, like, silver, long silver chains?
Yeah, he probably wears
hot
them
hot or not?
In, yeah, hot. I reckon he wears them in bed.
Not hot.
No clothes on, just the chains.
Jess, you'd tell him to take the chain off?
Probably.
Right, fair enough.
Okay.
I'm just wondering.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Dangly man jewellery discuss, you know?
Nick Kyrgios, into him?
No, I don't like tennis players. Just too many angry, skinny guys.
And a lot of grunting as well.
Well, some people like that, you know?
Yeah.
Look at him hit that ball.
Lads versus Lasses, Meg.
Yes, we have two tickets to see the movie of your choice at Event Cinemas Katara Gold Class up for grabs. Ladies are in front at the moment on 4. You guys are only on 3, though, so you could tie it up today.
Yeah, I think we will.
Yeah, we need one guy, one girl right now for Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. 13-10-09. We'll do it next.
Yeah, we are playing for today a double pass to Gold Class, all thanks to Event Cinemas.
Oh,
yeah.
How good is that?
Two tickets to Gold Class. That is a great prize.
Lads versus Lasses.
Oh, the lasses are in front just the way it should be. We're on 4. The lads are on 3. We have 2 tickets up for grabs to the movie of your choice at Event Cinemas Katara Gold Class up for grabs. Relax, unwind, and indulge in Gold Class at Event Cinemas Katara, accepting your Dine and Discover vouchers.
Good
I think we
stuff.
Still need. Do we still need a lass, though, on 13-10-09?
Let's kick it off with our lad, though, shall we? Mm-hmm. Trevor from Raymond Terrace. He's a courier driver. He loves his V8 racing, but not a fan of the tennis. Trevor, good morning.
Hey, yum.
Yeah, going good, Trev. What's on for the day, mate? Delivering stuff?
Yeah, just working.
Yeah. What's on? Where are you going today? Do you just, like, get a manifesto and you just have to go all over, or do you work in a certain area?
I sort of, it's like a franchise. You own a certain areas.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Very good. Is that Raymond Terrace focused then?
No, I do Fern Bay to Fingal Bay.
Beautiful area.
The run of the bays.
Beautiful area.
Hey, man, let's get into your questions. Looking for three correct answers. Number one, what is the main product the brand Sally Hansen makes? Now, little clue here, you'll find it in the beauty aisle. Sally Hansen.
The mascara?
No, nail polish. Question number two, multiple choice. Jimmy Choo is best known for making what? Is it A, makeup, B, stockings, or C, shoes?
Shoes.
Shoes is correct. Have you ever gotten a woman a pair of Jimmy Choos? Expensive,
they are expensive shoes.
Very.
Do you own any?
Pardon?
Do you own any?
No, not yet.
No.
Yes. Saving up.
Saving up. Exactly.
Okay. Question number three. Mini Audier is a type of what?
No idea.
Yeah, neither do I. Handbag / clutch.
Never heard of that.
One on the board, man. Good job. Hold the line.
All right, next up, it's time to meet Demi. She's from West Falls End, is a nurse, single, ready to mingle. Once did a Black Abyss tour and says it was the craziest experience she's ever had. What is that, Demi?
Hi, guys. So it's basically a Black Abyss tour with the glowworm caves in New Zealand.
Oh.
So it's like 5 hours in the dark.
Oh, my God, that sounds really... I've always been fascinated by glowworm caves. I've never been to one. I've seen, like, one or two glowworms. Was it, like, did it really, really light up certain parts of it, like the light was on, or is it more just a low glow?
Well, it's not as distinct as you would see in pictures, but it was really cool. Like, yeah, there was like waterfalls in the caves, and you got to climb up the sides of them. It was amazing.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. Let's get into your questions. Good luck. You need more than one for an instant win, okay?
Okay, hopefully I got that then.
Yeah, I think you'll be right. All right, question number one. What does the brand Irwin make?
Okay. Sports goods?
No, it's tools, unfortunately. All right, number two. What is the company Fuso known for producing? Fuso.
Okay, I'm
going to
just say really point blank. Fuses?
What was that?
Fuses.
Oh, great guess. Not it.
You said Jesus.
Either way, not it. It's trucks. You might see them around on the road.
Fuses in trucks?
Yeah, but that's not the company making. They make it. It'd be like saying Mitsubishi makes fuses. They sort of do, but that's not what we're after, all right?
I'm trying for you, Demi. Sorry.
Right, number three. What are steel blues? Got a pair of steel blues.
Eyes? Like colour?
I mean, no, it's work boots.
Sorry, Demi.
Even with the clue.
But yes and no.
Yeah, not it.
But more no.
Yeah.
Sorry, Demi.
Trevor, you are a winner, my friend. Congratulations. Off to gold class.
Legend.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the tickets.
Driving around Fern Bay.
Yeah. Out to all the bays.
Hey, guys, up next, I want to talk about something. Creeper, I feel like I need your advice on this. Meg, I don't know if you know much about homebrew.
My stepdad's dad does it.
Really?
He does us vodka. Dad.
Vodka?
Yeah.
Oh, it's distilling.
Yeah.
That's different again.
Oh, different. It's different. Okay.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I've lived with my new housemate for a while now, and he's obsessed with craft beer.
Yeah.
And he's kind of gotten me into it. He's starting to introduce me into these, like, the wonderful world of all of these different beers. Mm. One in particular that I'm loving at the moment, by the way, is the peanut butter porter.
Oh, yeah, I've tried that.
Have you had that?
Yeah.
It is stunning.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I've had a couple of peanut butter porters, my mind goes wild with crazy business ideas.
Mm.
And I said to him the other day, I was like, and we've chatted about this before, Crevo, I want to make my own home brew.
Yeah, that's right.
And then sell it as like a really little small boutique brewery in Wickham.
Okay. All right.
So I want some advice on like what kind of beer you think I should make for this so-called new business.
Excellent.
Do I need a license to sell liquor?
Yep. But look, we'll talk more about it in a minute.
I've also come up with some interesting names I want to share with you, like what I want to call it.
Okay, cool.
Novos. Crevo, Meg, you are looking at Newcastle's next great brewer.
Beers.
Yeah, so my housemate loves craft beers, as I was telling you. He's in all of these groups and stuff. But I just love his love and dedication for a nice beer. Because I love beer. No, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I do love craft beer. Ever since I've moved to Newcastle, really, I've really gotten into it. But this is next level. He's introducing me to some pretty like interesting beers.
Some of them are quite expensive too, pushing the sort of $5 to $8 a can.
Oh. See, I can't honestly say I've ever enjoyed a beer in my entire life.
Well, we know you only drink vodka, man.
No, I drink cider. I drink cider as well.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like the Recorderly?
Yeah, Recorderly strawberry and lime. I did have a strawberry. Passion fruit one a couple of months ago, but it is normally just your fruity flavoured.
That's
ciders.
The strawberry and lime fizzy drink.
Yeah, so let me have my cider.
So I was thinking the other day after I've had a couple of beers, I was like, let's make this new business and like get some brewing equipment and make some craft beer, because it seems like every Tom, Dick and Harry these days
has got a
microbrewery happening, right? Yeah. So I was like, why not do it out of my apartment in Wickham?
Yep.
I feel like Wickham is a really cool little village
where
I live, and it doesn't really have any like breweries or anything. They're all over in Carrington.
Right.
So that's so far away.
Miles away.
Well, it is. It's over a kilometre.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of the type of beers that I would want to brew.
Okay.
Now, I know that you have a lot of brewing experience, Krivo, with the stuff you make. I know you made that like mango IPA not too long ago, which was delicious. But is it hard to create a craft beer?
No, not really. I mean, it depends how you can go from a very simple like kit recipe, basically, which is all your ingredients are all measured and everything for you, right down to, you know, ordering your own grains and dry roasting them and all sorts of things, which can get quite complicated. So it depends on your level of dedication. So I'm more of a kit guy. I'll just add a few different ingredients that I want to, like, direct the flavor a certain way. But my mate has his whole garage filled with stainless steel vats and stuff.
Wow.
And it's on a whole different level. So the answer to that question is, depends how much work you want to do, basically.
So, look, in true me fashion, I've come up with names for the beer without even creating any beer.
Oh, good.
So you have trademarked these first before you put them to air, or?
I want to share.
Patent pending. Patent pending.
Okay, first one is the Malty Matty.
I like that.
That's good.
That's really
simple,
cool.
Understated, but it says what it is.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what type of beer that would be. The next one, so I live on a street called Bishopsgate Street.
Yeah.
The Bishop's Lane.
Oh, you know what? That sounds more like a brewery name.
Yeah.
Than a... the Bishop's... Are you going down to the Bishop's Lane? Yeah, absolutely. Getting a couple of six-packs for the party tonight.
A lot of craft beers are quite fruity, right?
Yeah.
And some can be quite strong as well. And I thought, man, I need like a really great party IPA. So I've come up with the Double Dank Haze Juice Box.
Oh, that is good. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just scream to you?
Yeah.
Get on the beers.
Be done.
Beers. Really does. Last
Let's
one
get
come
juiced.
Up with, Hoppy Harold. So, one of my nicknames, a couple of friends call me Harold.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, why?
I was thinking a healthy Harold, but a bit of like fun with that name.
Hoppy Harold. I feel like that's a good beer name.
That's pretty cool.
What's your favourite, Meg?
I like the Bishop's Lane.
I think that
should really be
just the name of the brewery. And then for me...
I can just picture going to a pub and saying, can I have a schooner or Bishop's Lane, please?
Oh, that sounds really cool. Yeah.
It does, actually.
Yeah.
It's very memorable, too.
The
Bishop's Lane. That's probably you. I'm going to go...
You can picture the logo and...
Yeah, sort of... Like, quite simple, but maybe a little bit British looking.
$50 bucks a six pack. Limited line. So that's why it's so special.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get away with those prices for craft beer these days.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to do it. I'm serious.
Okay.
I have to look into the license.
Make it fruity so I can drink it at least.
I'll make you, what can I call you? I'll make you a
Make me a sparkle beer. One or something.
No, when...
With glitter infused into the beer.
When the Bishop's Lane buys its, like, own brewery warehouse type situation, Meg, it'll then, like, pivot into the distillery market and we'll make you a vodka.
Nice.
A lot of money in that.
Gold flake vodka.
A lot of money in distilling.
Well, like, setting it up or...
No. One, the profit.
Oh, yeah. Well,
fat margins.
The Bishop's Lane.
Coming watch soon.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Cremo. To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
This might make me sound a little bit crazy, but something came across my newsfeed today, a gig that's happening in Las Vegas in September. It's called When We Were Young. Headliners include My Chemical Romance, Paramore, and Avril Lavigne. Bunch of other bands that I used to basically froth over when I was a teenager, early 20s, all that kind of stuff. I'm considering it, going to Las Vegas.
Like getting on a plane,
getting on a plane.
Go for a holiday.
No, holiday just to go to the gig and come home.
So,
I have a passport. I've only used it once. It doesn't have many stamps. So, need to fix that.
Meg.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you're going to go fly to Las Vegas.
Possibly.
From Sydney.
Yeah.
Watch the concert.
Yeah. It's an all-day gig, by the way.
Pretend that jet lag isn't a thing and then fly back after the concert.
Yeah.
How long are you planning on staying?
What?
The night. That's just it. Or maybe 2 nights. Maybe 2 nights just to get my head around things.
What
I don't
a
know.
Waste.
No. Yeah. Absolutely not. So the thing is, last 2 years have taken so many gigs from me. It's made me very, very sad. This is like the culmination of my teenage, early 20s. Every band I've pretty much ever wanted to see is on this bill. Mate, bar two or three.
Okay, so... I can't believe this. At least stay a week.
No, I can't afford the time off work. Can barely afford the flights.
Just don't even come to work to say, hey, I'm sick, guys.
By September, you can have a week off, surely.
Need a week off, though. I'm only interested to go to the gig.
How much are we talking? Like, how much is it going to cost?
I haven't looked into flights yet, but the tickets are about $250.
Okay, well, look, I'm going to do some calculations while the song is playing.
Sure.
I'll come back and give you the report.
Okay.
But what do you want to do? Open up the lines?
Yeah, let's do... Am I nuts? 13, 10, 9... You seem very judgmental about this idea.
It's a bit ridiculous.
Can someone give me a buzz and let me know this is a good idea, please?
And maybe
encourage me. And the funny thing is, you also mentioned off air about my fiancé Josh coming. Oh, I'm not inviting him. It's just for me. He might want to come. I don't know. But the thing is, I'm going to go to a gig. If I go to gigs by myself, so he doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, but you're travelling across the world.
Maybe what we'll do, right, is if you've done something similar as well, we'd love to hear your story.
Yeah, good.
Oh, Meg, we'll see. Let me get my calculator out.
The Novos.
Didn't really appreciate the judgment for this, guys. I thought you were people of the world wanting to travel. I want to travel. I want to go to the US
to go to a gig.
No, I'm not.
You 100% are. You
absolutely not.
Across the world, not even halfway across the world. You're flying across the world.
Meg the FIFO concert goer.
Pretty much. See, the thing is, I used to go to Soundwave nearly every year. I think I clocked up 7 or 8 Soundwaves in my time, plus Big Day Out, all that kind of stuff. Haven't been to a festival, go figure, since Firefight, which I'm wearing the shirt for right now. Maybe that was a sign this morning, because I only found out about the gig this morning. I want to go over to the US to go to this festival called When We Were Young. So many amazing bands from, like, when I was a teenager, early 20s. Some that I haven't seen before. I've never had a chance.
Yeah, emo bands, right?
All emo bands, basically, yeah. So, like, My Chemical Romance, Paramore, Avril Lavigne. Gonna be a good day.
So you basically want to fly in to the concert to Las Vegas, Nevada, spend a day there and fly back to Newcastle.
Yes, that is correct.
So before the break, I said I was going to do some calculations for you. Looked at some flights and accommodation. I have the results.
Okay.
So flying from Sydney at 2:15 p.m. The flight, 2 stops, 37 hours, 55 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Returning home, 45 hours, 55 minutes. Now, this is, Meg, ridiculous. Pretty cheap, $1,500.
Ooh.
Now, the problem you've got here is Las Vegas there's not really direct flights from Australia at all.
Okay.
So you almost certainly have to go via LA or somewhere else.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but that's why it blows out for so long.
Does that take into account like time differences and all that kind of stuff?
No, that's
no.
The duration.
So it's going to be 45 hours worth of
travel.
Okay.
Yeah, before you get there.
So it's actually not even possible to just have 2 days off work.
Well, if I've got to take the travelling, that's fine. But
just to get there.
I think your concern is the fact that I'm going to do all this travel just for one thing. Because I know a lot of people, if you go to the US, you want to do multiple different things.
Just spend
trip.
A couple of weeks looking around.
No.
You're in the other side.
I don't have the
planet.
Money for that.
Let's see what the people think, right?
Yeah.
First up today is Corey. Hey.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, going well, Corey. What do you think of this? Do you think Meg is crazy?
No, because I've done it.
Yes, Corey!
Where did you go?
What did you do? Who did you see? I need the details.
Look, I didn't do it internationally.
Yep.
I did do it within Australia.
Well, that's
not
the same.
I flew down to Melbourne purely just to go and see Nickelback live in concert.
Oh, Corey.
Well, there's so many things wrong with that.
Since you're on my side, I'm not going to
judge. Things wrong. Also, that's a different phoner. That's did you fly to Melbourne for a concert? We're doing that another day. But thanks for your participation.
But he's on my side.
He
so
is
it's
supporting
fine.
You.
Thanks, Corey.
Corey, Nickelback, what are you doing about that, right? That's all right. You like what you like.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks for calling.
A big Nickelback supporters here in UFM.
Benny is up next. How you doing, Benny?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Really
Hi,
good.
Benny. What's going on?
Nothing too much, guys. Miss you guys crazy, though.
Oh, we miss
thanks.
You too. Benny used to bring our coffee.
Of course. I know who Benny is. Now tell us, do you think Meg should do this, or...?
I think Vegas might be a bit far to go for one concert.
But it's not really it's not just one concert, though. There are a bunch of different bands.
It's just a festival in one
day.
It's
a festival.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand, but I don't know.
Okay.
You go there for a few days.
That's a no from Benny.
No, that's a no from Benny. Okay.
Some sanity, finally.
Last one.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey. Am I a bit crazy for doing this or wanting to do this?
No, you're not, darling, because I'll tell you what, while you're young, do as much as you can. The only thing is, I think you've miscalculated how long you should stay for.
Okay, so how long do you think I should stay for then, Lisa?
Well, I think just give yourself another couple of days either side.
Okay.
Get used to the time frame, but you're going to regret it if you don't go, bub.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to regret it if I don't go. But so if you don't see me for a couple of days in October, you know where I am.
Even Lisa was saying, give yourself a couple of days each side.
Yeah, see, I've done the backup festivals before, though.
No, I'm not saying to go to more festivals.
No, but that's the thing. I've done the thing where I've travelled ridiculously far, gone to a festival the next day.
I was
a bit younger, but...
You've never travelled 45 hours straight.
I won't know until I do it. That's the thing.
Give yourself a few more days. Anyway.
At least, guys, it wasn't Nickelback.
Well, that's true.
what an experience that must have been, eh?
Absolutely. All the way to Melbourne.
Can you imagine the lighters up in the air?
$39 flight. It's a bit... $69 travel
if
lodge.
If I could get a $39 flight to LA, it would be a different story.
Corey just messaged our New FM Facebook page, and he says, nothing wrong with a bit of Nickelback except for the fact that Chad only knows how to play four chords. See, Corey, you're even burning him yourself.
Exactly right. Hey, next up we are doing Beat the Meat. This is your chance to win a bunch of sausages, guys. 13-10-09 if you'd like to play. It's all thanks to Singos, and yeah, it's your chance to get yourself some meat.
The Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, hold on to your sausages and meatballs. We're on for a wild ride here. It's like Beat the Bomb, but heaps better because you can win sausages as the prize. Oh my God, people love this, right?
Oh, they sure do.
Very, very. Yeah, the chance to get yourself loaded up with sausages.
Best snags in town too at Singo's.
Yeah, oh, absolutely so right. Singo's Butcheries, they have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
Hey,
proud sponsors of this.
Let's go to Abby in Thornton. She's a nurse and says things are intense right now. Hey, Abby, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, oh my God, thank you for your service. You guys must be really copping it. Hey, like, are you doing 12 plus hour shifts at the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Well, thanks for the work you're doing because, yeah, look, it must be so stressful.
It is.
Are you working in the COVID wards?
No, I work in the community.
Right. Man.
Well, keep
but
safe.
A lot of our clients do have, like, symptoms, or a lot of them are starting to test positive.
Oh, God. Stay safe out there.
Yeah, Abby.
All right. You've heard how this works, Abby. Remember, don't get too greedy and yell stop before the sausages explode. Let's do it.
One sausage. Three sausages. Eight sausages. 14 sausages. 21 sausages. 82 sausages.
Stop.
Oh my God, our biggest winner yet.
How good. Well done, Abby.
Thank you.
82 sausages. What are you going to do with that many?
The barbecue to end all barbecues. Oh,
she's going to be funding the sausage sizzle at her Bunnies, I think, with all those.
Right. You just set up your own, like, black and decker, like, black and gold version of it. Oh, yeah, I've got the approval.
Yes.
And then sell them all, make bank.
Yeah.
Hey, good stuff. Congrats, Ashley. Appreciate it. Abby, sorry.
That's all right.
Well, there you go. 82, yeah, that 82. Is a record.
I know, right? That's what we do a lot on this show, break records.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest prizes going.
That could be a world record for sausages given away on a radio show.
You never know.
Who knows?
In the universe.
Yeah, the
Novos. Buzz. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, mate.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
Go with me here. I'm just, like, thinking out loud. When you think of a domestic goddess,
yeah.
Do you think of Jackson?
No.
He seems like a very organized person, so possibly, yeah.
Yeah, Jackson, would you say that you are a domestic goddess at home?
Yeah, I love that sort of stuff. Like, organizing and cleaning, that's my vibe.
See, last week you were like, oh, I found out so much about you. Straight back at you this week, my friend, because yesterday here after the show, we're chatting about dishwashers because, you know.
As you know.
We've talked about, when you talked about everything, you talk about everything.
Now, Jackson, you revealed something which just, like, shook me to my core, that you love washing dishes. You can't be bothered putting things in the dishwasher. You prefer to wash them by hand.
Yeah, so we have a dishwasher and I've never, ever used it and you were all shocked about it and I just really thoroughly enjoy washing dishes. I find dishwashers are just double handling. And then when I said I rinse my plates if I ever have to push them in the dishwasher in the first place, yous were like, what?
You're not meant to rinse the dishes, though. You're meant to put them straight in with the dirt on them.
It's pretty gross if you just chuck it all in.
No, it
isn't.
You use a dishwasher cleaner, you're fine.
There's something very therapeutic, though, about just washing your dishes and drying them and that 20 minutes that you get just at the sink. I enjoy it.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick vote around the team, starting with Jess in the newsroom. Dishes, do you love washing them by hand?
No.
Meg?
No, absolutely.
No.
Do you not find it satisfying, though, when you get like a real, like something that's real stubborn and you just get it clean and it makes your day. It gives you purpose.
Jackson, I've been looking for a new house at the moment. If it doesn't have a dishwasher, it's off the list. Completely.
Mate. Just try it. Try it tonight. No,
we grew up without a dishwasher, and it was always an argument in the household who was going to do the dishes.
Oh, and they'd be, imagine when there's like a whole day of them.
The worst job.
Ugh.
See, I reckon I did my first dishwashing experience when I was about 24, because my parents did everything for me up until then.
Oh, okay.
So, like, maybe that's why I enjoy it so much now.
Maybe.
Because it's all very new to me still.
This is quite foreign to us. Oh. Mm. So what we wanted to do this morning, 131009, Jackson loves washing dishes. Do you like washing dishes as well?
I don't think anyone. I think Jackson is the only one in Newcastle that is into that.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it out there.
I'd love to hear from some dish pigs out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, good call.
Oh, phones are ringing. Oh my God.
Why do you love watching
Surely
dishes?
Surely no one
why.
Else.
Convince us. The Novos. Yeah, and we're talking about the very strange revelation that we discovered yesterday about producer Jackson, that he loves to wash dishes. He's like looking down on all of us dishwasher lovers. And like you just said before, Meg.
Yeah.
It's such a prerequisite.
Absolutely.
A dishwasher in the apartment.
100%.
I couldn't take an apartment or a house without a dishwasher. Aircon and dishwasher is second.
Yeah. Number one and two, yeah.
Do you know
what
that is, though? That's just a prerequisite to be lazy. Like, you're just setting yourself up for a lazy lifestyle.
Yes, so.
And I'm okay with that.
I've got better things to do with my time than wash dishes. It's called Netflix.
Essential, right?
Now, we open up the lines here this morning because obviously the whole team here disagrees. Apparently, a lot of people are on Jackson's side. Let's start off with Shaz. Hey.
Hey, guys, this morning.
Hey,
doing
Shaz.
Well.
Do you like washing dishes?
Yes, I do. I find it very relaxing with my hands in the water.
Okay, how many people do you have to wash dishes for?
Oh, come on, just myself.
Just yourself?
I go to work and I do all their dishes.
Could you imagine, though, if you had to do the dishes for, like, a family of five or six, would it be a different story?
Yeah, I do it all the time. Okay. I have baked dinners. I have big, massive baked dinners, so I do it all the time.
Wow, okay.
And I would rather have a coffee machine inbuilt into my rental than a dishwasher.
I can understand that to a degree, but the dishwasher is still
so important.
In the hierarchy, the dishwasher is way above a coffee machine.
Not for Shaz, though.
Yeah.
Shaz loves the dishes.
Yeah, let's go to Trudy. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, do you like washing dishes, Trudy?
I do.
You do. So what is it? Yes. What is it about washing dishes that makes your life happy?
Well, I feel, you know, you get them much cleaner doing them yourself also.
Okay.
Which is really good. Yeah. I think having a dishwasher, I feel that you may need to even clean the dishwasher. So
you put those little tablets in. It does it for you.
Wait. I've never done that.
Yeah,
Trudy, yes. You say, oh, you know, you get them like so much cleaner washing them by hand. What about that dirty old dish rag that you're wiping across all of the dishes? Like, you're just spreading the germs, right?
No, you chuck them out. You use a new one.
Oh, you're not using one per bloody plate?
Oh, no. Not every time. But, you know, once it gets a little bit yuck, you just throw it out, get another one.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Trudy loves dishes. What about Trish? How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing great. Now, do you absolutely love getting your hands dirty and doing the dishes?
Yeah, I've never owned a dishwasher and I've always washed dishes. I've always washed dishes for, like, the family and all that.
Yeah.
I got my kids washing. They earned pocket money for washing and wiping up and stuff.
That's not you washing.
You palmed it off on the kids,
That's not you washing it, Trish. That's someone else.
Okay, Trish.
Yeah, but they used to help me and all that, and they used to get a couple of dollars for doing it and stuff.
If someone turned around and said, hey, here's a dishwasher, Trish, would you switch?
No.
Oh,
no,
I would.
I would prefer an aircon than a dishwasher.
Yeah. Okay.
See, Trish, my problem with washing them by hand is I'm a little bit lazy and, like, sometimes I don't see the little specks of food on the dishes. So, I know if I put them in the dishwasher, it's all going to go. It's going to wash all the junk off.
Look, my daughter's got a dishwasher, the one that's with the partner got the kids, Jessica, she's got a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had one, never used one, and I just love watching them by hand.
Yeah.
If someone gave me an opportunity, I'd see how I went with it.
Oh, see, you would take one for free.
Thank you.
You're flip-flopping, Trish. Hey, speaking of winning stuff.
Jackson, look, do you feel better?
I feel much better.
Yeah.
A lot of people are on Jackson's side, it seems.
Exactly, because I'm correct.
Trish seemed a little confused about the whole situation. And did she want one for free? I don't know. Did she not want one for free?
She wants me to come over and do it.
Did she want one for free that she could then sell to buy an aircon? I don't know what was happening.
13-10-09, we've got a free dishwasher for people called Trish.
No, we don't. We don't. We absolutely don't. What we do have, though, is a boat and trailer package. Oh, my God. Have you always wanted to own a boat? This is your chance. 13, 10, and 9. We're going to put 3 people on the standby list. Float your boat for Terrace Boating, your specialist in new and used boats, wave runners and water sport accessories here on UFM. We're doing it next.
Yeah, and we're drawing this tomorrow.
That's right. This is one of your last chances to get in the draw. So get on it quickly.
We'll do it next.
The Novos. Welcome to summer.
UFM's 105 days of summer is getting hotter.
They've got a hot one for you.
UFM's $15,000 float your boat.
Yeah, imagine the in-laws say, oh, you've got to come around and help me mow the lawn or something on this day. And you're like, sorry, I'm out on my boat that day. Imagine how good that would be as an excuse. Sorry, I've got a day out on the boat using that. Just for amazing. Anything,
what if
right?
they try and weasel their way into the boat, though?
Oh,
it only has a couple of seats.
Sorry, yeah, every life jacket's used. Yeah. I won't have room. No.
I'll tell you what, if you win this boat, you're getting the calls from all the people that you haven't spoken to in ages.
Yeah. Oh, what are you up to?
Oh, g'day, John. How are you? Long time no see.
I've just got a voucher for some bait. You want to go out fishing together? That's the sort of stuff you might get. But what a great problem to have,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Well, today's a good omen because they say it is good luck to fish when it's raining. You're fishing for a chance to win. It's raining all day. Maybe today the right day for
hey, it's a long bow, but yeah. Potentially.
You know what? I'm just throwing it out there.
Hey, let's do it. First up on the list is Slade from Swansea. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. You, my friend, are on the standby list. Congratulations.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good man. Luck.
Well done. Let's go to Dan in Adamstown. Hello.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Morning. Where's your go-to fishing spot around you in the Hunter?
Mate, I would head down to Lake Macquarie anywhere in the channel.
Beautiful. Nice. Well, hopefully you'll be going out on your brand new boat. You're in the draw.
Thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Amanda is up next. Good morning.
Good morning.
The good news is you're in the draw.
Yes, my daughter will be a very happy girl. Thank you.
Oh, well done.
Oh, that's excellent.
Thanks, Amanda.
Imagine taking the kids all out on the boat, like on Saturday, beautiful sunshine.
Your weekends will never be the same again.
No.
Like, well, once you're a boat family, that's it.
Have you ever been a boat?
No.
Part of a boat family?
No.
My pop had a boat, and we used to go out on school holidays around Mirrabooka and whatnot.
How good.
Yeah.
Living the good life.
Hey,
good
tomorrow is the night. We are drawing this tomorrow evening live on the new FM Facebook page. So if you are in the draw, make sure that you're on Facebook watching the announcement live tomorrow after 6 p.m. at Terrace Boating, guys. So exciting. Hey,
keen.
Good luck.
Very keen.
Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at new FM 731 plus Smash for Cash. $1,000 up before 8 o'clock.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamer.
To wake you up.
Together,
we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
On Monday, Maddie and I went out for a couple of drinks and we got onto the topic of Mardi Gras because you're very excited. You've already made plans to go, essentially.
I was not
going to go this year because my best mate's in Brisbane. He's not coming down for it. The other person who I'd normally go with said, no, I'm going to Supercars instead because the Supercars are on the same weekend. I'm like, oh, no, you just come with me, Nick. Just come with me. So we're getting really excited about the thought of possibly going to Mardi Gras. And then we brought it up with Crevo. You're interested in coming as well.
Yeah, it's a great party.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been to Mardi Gras before?
I think twice, maybe.
Yeah.
Over when I was living in Sydney. Because the parade is awesome.
It's such an experience.
Yeah.
So up next, I want to create our Mardi Gras 2022 plan.
What did you
wear, Greg? How's this going to go?
I only wore normal clothes.
Oh, you didn't get into it.
Wow.
No rainbow shirt for you.
I didn't have the kit,
Meg,
I guess.
Meg, have a look at him. Just imagine him naked for a second and then we build from there, right? So shirtless Crevo, let's get him some like angel wings.
Yes.
Little tutu, glittery tutu.
Short shorts, fishnets.
Yeah.
That you reckon though the fishnets would work for me?
Absolutely.
You
okay. You've got the legs.
You've got long legs.
Yeah.
Nice big heels on you.
Yeah, okay, good.
Oh, we can have
no,
some
not heels. I'll fall over.
You've got a couple of weeks to learn.
No, flat shoes, whatever else you want.
Yeah, we'll get into it next, our Mardi Gras 2022 plan.
The Novos.
Yeah, Mardi Gras.
One of my first ever Mardi Gras I went to, Lady Gaga released Born This Way like 2 weeks beforehand. So that's all I think of when I hear that song. Very exciting. So after a couple of fruit tingle cocktails on Monday, we got very excited at the thought of Mardi Gras for this year because it's been a rough year for a lot of people. Getting dressed up in glitter and partying is my thing.
So much fun.
It's going to be so fun.
Your vibe, right?
Yeah.
Just on another note, like what you're saying about Born This Way, Meg.
Yeah.
So during Mardi Gras, that song was out, as you said,
yeah,
this one. And I, on the drink, got this Born This Way tattoo on my arm at Mardi Gras.
And so it reminds you of Mardi Gras.
Like that weekend.
Oh, okay.
Now, every time you look at your arm, all you think of is 2011 Mardi Gras.
Yep.
Absolutely. And we thought we came up with the idea as well because you and I really want to go. We thought, let's get Crevo involved in this as
well. Totally.
We've got the plan to possibly go down there, stay down there for a couple of nights. Maybe you're not into that, Crevo, but you'll still come to the parade, yeah? Oh,
absolutely. So I think I've been twice at least that I can remember when I was living in Sydney, and it's such a good party.
Everyone is so happy. Everyone is so friendly. There's zero negativity.
No, the atmosphere is unreal. If you've never been, I encourage you to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we're trying to plan your outfit, Crevo. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to wear yet. Obviously, glitter in some aspect, because I normally wear that in my everyday life. Anyway, Maddie, what are you going to wear?
I don't know. See, when I was in my early 20s, I've had some pretty great Mardi Gras outfits over the years when I had a nice hot body. I was like, yeah, get the shirt off. Yeah, I've got a picture, actually. This is from 2013.
Describe what you're seeing there.
So,
oh wow,
I've got my shirt off. I'm very tan.
Very tan.
I had these like sort of like Roman, like, what do you call those things?
Bangles.
No, the arm plates.
Oh, Roman
arm plates.
Yeah, yeah, like an armor
made out of like mirrorball
material.
Yeah. Lots of chains on, lots of glitter. But I love getting dressed up for Mardi Gras.
Well, my
it's so much fun.
My 2010 Mardi Gras, I look like a 50-year-old drag queen.
Oh,
well, I was dressed in drag, to be fair. Wow. Like,
pink hair
with glitter. But the year after that, basically, just very plain, very average. But there was a lot of, like, studded and glitter and all that kind of stuff.
So this is the plan. Meg and I were looking at getting a room for the weekend.
Yeah, whole weekend.
Whole weekend. 4 days, actually.
Yeah.
We have to speak to the boss about that.
Yeah,
Friday and Monday.
Look, if we're going to make content out of it, it's a work trip.
Exactly right. And if you want to claim it on tax,
you've got
to be doing a work sort of a situation.
Jackson, would you come to our Mardi Gras HQ for a few?
Absolutely. I love Mardi Gras. Any excuse to get into some short shorts and roll myself in glitter and take my shirt off, I'm there.
Hey, the whole team, come along, Crevo.
Yeah.
We'll have a great time. The first team trip together.
I think so.
I think it's going to be awesome.
We'll stock the fridge. You're all welcome.
And away you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
How much are you willing to spend on the hotel, mate?
Oh, Because that
weekend, the prices go up, right?
Yeah, I spoke to the fiancé about it yesterday, and he's all keen for me to spend whatever I want, to be fair.
Oh, that sounds good.
I invited him down as well, and he said it's not really his thing.
Great. Leave partners at home.
Well, you were going to bring Emmy down, weren't you, Crevo?
I think she'd be. I have to ask her if she's.
Get your fag hag on, Meg.
Yeah, oh, God.
Meg is, let me tell you, a gay man in a woman's body.
We've established this many times on this show, I think. Ex drag queen. Spent every weekend at G back in the day.
And you love men.
And I love men. There you go.
It should be fun. Smash for Cash up next.
That's right. $1,000 up for grabs. Maybe you can plan your Mardi Gras weekend with the money. All you need to do is figure out what this sound is. What's been smashed?
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for Cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance at $1,000 straight up, which would be a great way to start the year. And be good to give it away. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Me too. Here's the sound. If you haven't heard it, the clue we gave away earlier this week was you would find this in Grandma's pantry. All right, here we go.
Okay, let's meet.
Let's go to Tom in Greeter. He's a Boilermaker. Says, Crevo needs to dress as Super Hubert for Mardi Gras. I love that. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
What brought Super Hubert to mind? That's a name I haven't heard from in a while.
It's the first thing that came to me.
Wow. Super Hubert on the brain this morning. Hey, what are you going to do with $1,000?
Oh, I got rego coming out in your car, so it could be rego in your car.
Oh, that's not interesting.
It leaves it as a bit left over, though.
Yeah, I should have a little bit left over. Might be able to, buy a couple of beers.
Yes, I like that. All right, what do you think this sound is? What have I smashed with this hammer?
Can I hear it one more time?
Oh, I think we can do that. All right, for $1,000.
A piggy bank.
Piggy bank.
Oh, good.
Grandma
guess.
Stashed the piggy bank in the
pantry. Could be.
I think she does, but not it.
No.
Sorry, Tom.
No worries. Thanks,
man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Back before 9 o'clock with $1,000 today, guys.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg, and Cremo.
To wake you up.
No. I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So, yesterday, Meg, you were telling us this story about your best mate who essentially got freaked out by his parents.
Yeah.
So fill us in what happened
there.
Yeah,
so it was actually his partner. They were telling this on New Year's Eve up in Brisbane. And basically, the dad was telling me that, so my best mate's partner and his mum got into a bit of an argument when he was a teenager. Really heated, really nasty words. And then she just turns around and goes, well, you're adopted. And he lost it. Tears streaming down his face. She had to like comfort him. Like, no, I didn't mean that. He honestly thought in that particular moment that he was adopted.
Oh my God. So he wasn't adopted.
He wasn't adopted. And apparently this has scarred him for life.
I'm just pulling out the book I have here of not what to say to children. And page one. Don't tell your kids they were adopted.
When they're not.
Especially that. Look, sometimes, though, I think it happens when you do something as a parent, you accidentally scare your kids.
Mm.
This is 13-10-09. Did you accidentally scare your kids? Something you said, something you did that freaked them out. My mum scared the life out of me with a motorcycle.
Oh.
So
scratch on the back.
Well, no. I was like maybe 5, I think. Yeah. So like kindergarten or year 1 or something. I was at a friend's house and this family friend who I'd not met turned up with a motorcycle and like to pick me up after this play date, and it was like a big Harley, and it to this day, well, not to this day, but at the time.
So what was so scary about it?
Well, I just, as a kid, I was like freaked out by motorbikes. Okay. And my mum was like, oh, this will like toughen him up.
Oh, so it was just a ruse.
That was to like, so that was for me to ride home on the back.
Oh, so did you get on?
I did, but I was absolutely packing it the whole way home.
He is still scared. Look at him.
Yeah, I'm still scared.
There is fear in his eyes
right
now.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take your calls after this. Did you accidentally scare the kids? What did you do?
Novos.
We're asking you, how did you accidentally scare the kids?
Yeah, we heard about your friend and that whole incident, and then how I had a fear as a, like, young Crevo as a 5-year-old was afraid of motorcycles for whatever reason. And yeah, this family friend rocks up to a play date I was at and jump on the back of the Harley basically. Oh. And it freaked me out. I did do it, but I was scared.
Have you been on a bike since?
Yes, but very not many occasions.
It's not your first choice of mode of transport.
Exactly. I don't know why, but just especially as a kid, I was, you know, freaked out by them.
See, during the school holidays, we used to go stay with my nan and pop a fair bit, and we wanted to go sleep in the garden shed. I don't know why. For some weird reason, and Pop scared us with the point of, there's a goanna that lives in there, and if you sleep in there, it will eat you.
Eat you.
It would. I don't think a goanna is going to eat like an 8 or 9 year old kid. But
when you're that
age,
we
never slept in the garden shed ever again.
Hey, let's go to Robbie. Hey, how are you?
Good morning, my loves.
Good morning, Robbie. How did you accidentally scare the kids, or did you secretly do it on purpose?
I secretly did it on purpose. It was my son, and he would have been probably 5 at the time, and we were up at grandma's, is up near Yurunga, and there's a lovely boardwalk to go out to the beach. So we go for a big long walk out to the beach, and there's like little, like, sort of sand dunes that you can hide behind.
Yeah.
So on the way back, I was ahead of the kids, so I ducked behind a little sand dune and hid. And all I could hear was my son freaking out, thinking Mummy had done a runner.
Oh.
And he was all by himself with his sister.
Oh, he thought his
poor sweetheart.
The kids thought you'd abandoned them.
But wait, there's more. And then as they got near me, I jumped out and scared the shitter out of him. He loved
it. Evil.
And they bring it up every time you do something wrong, don't they? Remember that time you left us at the beach?
You abandoned us?
Oh. I thought it was hilarious.
Scarred them for life, Robbie.
Indeed, indeed.
Oh, thank you, Robbie.
That's pretty mean. What's the Goss is up next with Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Like, I'm good. It's kind of like the golden oldies edition, so I'm sorry for this, but I'm so excited. Tim Allen's just made a huge announcement overnight. Also, Jim Carrey. He's celebrating a birthday and everyone's freaking out about the way that he's doing it.
The Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Producer Jackson, a name we haven't heard for a long time, Tim Allen has announced some news.
Yeah, look, it was either this or it was more Britney Spears drama, and I feel like that's just exhausted at the moment, so it's too early in the year for this for me.
I was going to say, you're a bit late.
Yeah.
No, early. I was early.
Sorry.
Get excited because Tim Allen is reprising his role as Santa in The Santa Claus for Disney Plus. We're getting a TV series.
Oh, what? A TV series.
A full series, yes. Ooh. So this is all going to be about 65-year-old Santa looking to hand the reins over to somebody new.
Oh, that's a bit cute. I think it's been done, but I think it's cute.
I mean, it's been rested for 17 years. Tim Allen's hung up the Santa suit for that long. Does he really need to dust it off anymore?
How many reboots are there at the moment, though? Let's be real.
Can I be honest? Mm. That movie, The Santa Claus, the original, 1994, was my childhood.
Yeah.
Like loved it.
Yeah, every single year at Christmas would watch it.
Yeah.
See, I was like, oh, how lame. But then I just watched the trailer and got some really weird nostalgia that kind of made me a little bit like, oh.
Like the original Santa Claus trailer. Yeah.
I'm wondering if he's got like some bills that have come up, maybe.
Potentially. Yeah. But reprise your role as the guy in that Mr. Fix-It. What was that one?
Home Improvement.
Yeah. That was a great show.
I don't think so, Tim.
Like, why not do something like that over this Christmas movie? Anyway, Disney Plus must be paying him a lot of money.
I think it'll be good. Cash. Talking of Home Improvement, it's funny how time changes your perception on things. Like, his neighbour in that show, total pervert.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Wilson?
Yeah, just the eyes of the
Yeah.
Hands.
Just always watching. I am watching you.
Hello, Tim.
Call the police on people like that these days.
Exactly.
Jim Carrey, where do we stand on him as a team?
I really like him. I'm an Ace Ventura fan.
Really?
So, yeah. Okay.
What about you? I like him.
Yeah. I've liked him in the past. I love his artwork now. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, he's an artist now.
Oh my God. He's an incredible painter and artist. Like, I think that now I'm a fan of more than any of his acting.
Yeah, right. I always find people that go, I love Jim Carrey movies. That's like the biggest red flag.
Oh. All right.
It's a no from me. Remember Bruce Almighty, where he was God?
Yeah. See, Liar Liar has to be one of my favorite movies, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
I do like it.
The Riddler in Batman Forever. Critically panned, but
I'm about to play you some audio, which is exactly why I don't like Jim Carrey. He's just turned 60 years old, which has blown my mind as well. When these celebrities get to, not that 60's old, but it just, like, really resonates that life's quick and short, and I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, he's turned 60, and he's posted this video on Instagram, which everyone's praising, and everyone's going, oh, you really are Bruce Almighty, and I just do not get it.
I'm 60 and sexy. And tonight I'm having cream corn and strained peaches.
He just gives me the ick.
I love it.
He irks me.
Nah, I'm a fan.
I didn't mind that. I found it funny. Obviously, he's taking the mickey out of himself.
He's giving me the Ace Ventura vibes.
Yeah.
For sure.
He needs a big movie for his comeback because he's kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that big leading comedic man role for a long time.
Well, he went a little bit off the rails at one stage doing interviews. Like, he went on Fallon and tried to tell everybody that the Illuminati's real and that celebrities really are selling their souls to the devil. I don't know if you've seen that or remember that, but he kind of lost his way a little bit for a while.
The last thing I remember, he was in Sonic the Hedgehog, the movies for that, and he played Dr. Robotnik.
Well, that's a
weird. And the worst part is, I never actually saw it, but I just remember him being in the trailers for it.
I don't know. Well, happy birthday, Jim Carrey.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Check out his art. If you're
interested. Might do that now.
What kind of art is it? Like,
so he does sculpture, like incredible sculpture. He does these giant, like mural-sized paintings, like sort of spray paint style, but he's very talented, like out of nowhere.
It's actually very good. I'm looking at one now of a green Trump in a witch's
hat. Oh, yeah, he's done a lot with Trump.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I'm putting it out there, he's a better artist than he was ever an actor, and he's a talented actor.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah,
you're
looking at some stuff now.
Check it out. If you want to blow your mind today, do a little Google at work or whatever.
Oh. There's a really great one of Trump bathing, and then it says, keep out sewerage contaminant politics exposure.
There's the political stuff, but there's also stuff that isn't, and it's amazing.
Really colourful.
There's good videos and stuff of it online. Anyway, there's a sidetrack worth checking out.
Yeah, thank you, Jackson.
Bonobos.
Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
Straight after us is Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free with Jackson.
Yo.
My man.
Shawny Mendes. I've got a really interesting fact about this song.
Yeah.
Treat You Better. Direct transcript of all the messages Matthew was sending him when he was in a relationship with Camila Cabello. Just saying. Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
You want to know?
It's about right.
Yep.
Rutter as well.
Vibe.
Don't you love how we all in unison just get excited when we hear this sort of thing? So good.
It's a great song.
Amazing. Mm. Should be more of this.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys.
Play it twice, Jackson. Still for us.
I'll just tell them, oops.
Meg, you've pulled out your soapbox.
I have. You've got some complaining to do. I do. So, as you know, I was in isolation for a couple of weeks with COVID with my fiance. It's really hard, especially where we live, because underneath our apartment, we've actually got like a convenience store. And then across the road from that, we have another slightly bigger convenience store. But we couldn't access them. We weren't allowed. And we're not friends with our neighbours at the moment. Well, because they've moved. So we haven't really established that friendship with the new lot of neighbours. So we can't ask them, hey, can you go and get us
stuff? It's always hard living in an apartment block as well. I've never been friends with my neighbours.
I was only friends with one of them. And she was really nice and they ended up moving. And I was actually genuinely upset. First time I've ever been upset about neighbours moving. Anyway, so we were relying a lot on like Uber Eats and DoorDash and all that kind of stuff. And I got a bit annoyed because the surcharge on some of these things was ridiculous. You got to pay the delivery fee and then the service fee, but then they were upping the price on the actual products and it was a little bit extreme.
Okay.
I've got a list.
How bad could it be, though?
I've got a bit of a list to go through. It's pretty bad.
Oh, Karen's got her soapbox.
She's ready to
next.
Go.
Next. Daniel
Bonobos.
Hi, my name is... My name is...
Karen. A.K.A. Meg.
Yes. Being stuck in isolation is very bad at the best or worst of times. When you're running out of certain things or you've got a craving, it's really hard to rely on, like, your DoorDashes, your Uber Eats, your menu logs, all that kind of stuff to get the stuff you want because I've noticed how much they've been jacking up the price. Maybe they're only doing this because everyone is stuck in isolation.
Do you know what's really hard as well when you're actually in ISO and you need them to bring the food to your front door?
Yeah, and they flat out refuse.
No, I can't find parking.
Mm.
Bring it up.
We get that all the time as well where we are. But, like, so I was really lucky. I had my sister go and pick up a click and collect for me with groceries and all that kind of stuff. And I was really thankful. But I didn't want to keep messaging her saying, hey, can you bring extra stuff over? Can you bring extra?
You bring like this and that.
Felt like a bit of a pest. I'm like, well, rely on your DoorDashes and whatnot. And I was just one night, I was just feeling really, really down. I need chocolate. Because I ate so much when I had COVID. It was one of those things, I couldn't stop eating. So I don't know why.
One of the symptoms is supposed to be loss of appetite.
Oh, no.
Or taste. Or
every
smell.
2 hours, I just wanted something. I just don't know what it was. I was starving. So
girls hungry.
Girls hungry. Girls eat. Exactly. And all I wanted was chocolate. And I'm like, you know what? A lot of the servos are on your DoorDash.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, you know what? I can get myself like a block of caramel or something. And I'm like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. How much would you expect to pay for a block of caramel at like Coles or Woolies
is like $3-4, right? Yeah.
No, it's $5.
Is it? I don't know, $2.50 on special,
$3.50 on special, right. all that kind of stuff. $10 for a block of caramel.
How much?
$10.
Is that including delivery?
No, you have to pay your delivery and your service fee on top of that.
So how much is the total bill?
The total bill from what, because I added it to the cart to have a look. $17.
For a single block of chocolate to be delivered.
I didn't get it because I couldn't justify it.
You deserve to be on that soapbox right now. How ridiculous.
All right, let's go for another one because Josh was drinking a lot of Powerade because you're meant to have your electrolytes and all that kind of crap. $1.80 at the moment at Coles. $7 for a bottle of Powerade. Delivered. Oh, that wasn't delivered. That was just on its own.
I'll be sick, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much. The other one was just a loaf of bread. You think, can't be that bad. $8.
$8?
No delivery included. $8 for a loaf of bread.
What they do with a lot of these delivery service type things, they take the price of the food at the restaurant, they add money onto that, then charge your delivery fee. You've got to be really careful.
Well, I think the caramel takes a cake here. $17.50 for a block of caramel to your door. Wow.
Well, we ended up doing one of them. We got a loaf of bread, a bottle of Powerade, and something else. And we paid the delivery, the $7 delivery or whatever it was. He gets here and goes, oh, I'm sorry, they had no bread left. So we ended up paying a full thing of delivery just to get a bottle of Powerade.
Oh, that's absolutely terrible.
Oh, because we tried to get Powerade in the Click and Collect, but everyone else was doing it. There was none left.
Wow, but how ridiculous, I'm a little bit off the whole delivery service thing now.
Be warned, try ringing your restaurant and see if they do delivery.
Yeah,
we got Chinese the other week. It was $2 delivery.
That's
versus what, $7.95.
Yep, plus the extra money they put on every single dish.
Oh wow! See, I pay for the Uber Pass, so I get free delivery, but.
Still, just a ridiculous amount
to pay for a single item. $10 for a block of chocolate.
Madness.
Beware. Thank you, Meg.
Beware indeed.
Very, very few times do we say it's okay to be a Karen. This instance feels like it.
Daylight.
Keep this one in the bank.
Robbery.
Yeah.
Let's go for $1,000 though up next. Smash for cash. We're playing it. If you know what this sound is. If you know what it is, you get it right, get on air, $1,000 all yours. 13-10-09, we're getting on someone next.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, that's right. Easiest way to win cash in Newey. All you need to do is figure out what the sound is from the smashing situation. That's right, Meg hit something with a hammer, smashed it to smithereens, and if you figure it out, money's yours.
Yeah, hopefully that's going to go to Debbie from Blackhalls Park. Got offered a new job yesterday after quitting her old one. Congratulations. Nice. The kids pay her out for having the record for the most broken bones in a lifetime. She swears there is no alcohol involved. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, how you going?
Good. How many broken bones are we talking about here?
Oh, look, there's not heaps. I broke my nose 4 times, ankle in 3 places. Not a record. I'm sure people have got... I've got a dislocated finger.
We've got block of roach over here.
Is this just out of clumsiness, or how is all this happening?
When I broke my ankle in 3 places, we were out at a fundraiser, and I told all the kids that there was a tsunami hit. I don't think they believe me.
I don't believe you either.
Was it on the weekend by any chance?
It might have been the last song of the night. Bloody Kate Dan.
Away you went.
The tsunami hit and that was it.
Well, if the kids are going to pay you out like this, don't share the money with them if you win.
Oh, God, no.
Absolutely not. All right. So what do you think I'm smashed with this giant hammer, Debbie?
Oh, I think it sounds like starting a ride on mower.
A ride on mower.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. No. Sorry, Debbie.
Sorry, Deb.
Bugger. Oh, well.
Oh, well, indeed.
Stay safe, Debbie. This week, and good luck at the new job, too.
Yeah, yeah, and don't break anything.
No broken bones. Keep warning.
Bloody hell. Hey, guys, back tomorrow with $1,000. Up next, though, is 105 commercial free with Jackson.
Yo. Debbie was a bit of fun.
I loved Debbie.
Dangerous to be around, I feel.
Mm. How many times can you break the same bone?
The nose. Four times, apparently, the nose.
I'm so scared of breaking my nose. Jason Derulo and Savage Love.
I'm not over this yet.
Either of us. You know why. What? This has just started to grow on me. I never liked it. Yeah. And now I'm like, this is a banger.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do like it.
Over Christmas, my mum said to me, who sings this song with Coldplay?
Yeah.
It's like BTS. Had to explain who BTS were.
Now she's joined the BTS Army.
Oh, yeah, the BTS Army. Don't mess with the BTS Army, especially on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. You'll regret it. They will come for you.
Oh, yeah.
Naked.
Nice. Very nice.
Is it? I've been saying it wrong this whole time. I've been saying naked.
Yeah, I think it's naked, I don't know.
I always thought it was naked, but I thought you were saying naked as in
something
a...
on the mic.
Yeah.
Look, I always get calls of people telling me I'm doing it wrong.
Whatever.
Well, you're the one with the microphone, so exactly. You know what?
Run around, press the buttons.
That's it. Hey, thank you, Jackson. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.